Get caught up here with the head coach of the boys basketball program at Gilman City. It's Tony Craig taking the reins of the Hawks here for the 2022-2023 season. Game is in the books already. Pretty good ball game a week ago Tuesday at Princeton. 11-point victory in that one for a Tiger team. Expect to be pretty good this year. And a test tonight for the Hawks over at the first round of the Gallatin tournament. Gilman City is going to play at 5:45 against number 3 seed Bramer. So we'll find out about those teams here and about Gilman City boys in particular. Coach Greg, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Tom?
Good. You don't have that elusive first victory. You're only one game in. You kind of knew that going to the road on Princeton would be a little bit difficult, but I'm getting the sense that the arrow's pointing up for Gilman City this year, that the boys have a chance to be a whole lot better. You got kind of the same amount of kind of encouragement going into the season, that the potential of a really good season is there?
Yeah, I think we do. I mean, we got four seniors this year, and I can see a little bit of urgency with how they're playing. You know, they know that this is it for them, so they want to give it everything they can, and we're trying to play an upbeat, fast-paced type of game, and they really bought into that and worked hard to be able to be in condition to do that.
You were at a jamboree at Green City a couple of weeks ago back in mid-November. How did things go kind of in that warm-up for the season?
It actually went really well, and I was real pleased with how the boys played. I think, we played Green City, and, they're state quarterfinalists, and I know at least last year, maybe the year before, too. And going into the third quarter, we were down 20-24, and we're able to do a lot of things we wanted to, and, got into that third quarter and kind of got a lot of guys in the game, and we kind of accomplished what we wanted to see, that make sure we could hang with that team, and I think we are capable of that. So boys played really well, and then we followed up after that game. We played Putnam, of course, a lot larger school, and that was a close game. I think we ended up losing 13-18. It was a little slower pace than what I kind of anticipated, but we played well with two schools that we needed to do that with.
With the game against Princeton, when you put 56 on the board, giving up 67, I'm sure defense is what you're going to be working on after the fact with that. But were there a lot of things that you took as positives out of the way that the boys performed up at Princeton, Coach?
Oh, yeah, they did. They played really well, and actually it comes down to that game. It comes down to free throws where, we shot 6-for-20 that night, so just, absolutely terrible. But if we hit those free throws, we win that game, actually, because they shot really well. They shot 19-for-23, and, we come out, we manned them about most of the night, and made them work for it, of course, with the Talon. The Holt boy, he's just another monster. He's pretty good, and we give up a lot of size to him. But overall, I had Brody Linkford on him, and he did a good job on him. We've really emphasized our defense, getting better on our defense this year, and we have. And like I said, we played well enough to win that game, and we were actually, with probably 3 minutes left, 2.5, 3 minutes, we were down 3 points, I think, and so we were just kind of up and down. We just got to win all four quarters. But it was a game that was really, up to the last few minutes, anybody's game. And if we put our free throws through like we need to, that kind of changes the end outcome of how we can play things and not have to rush stuff so much.
Bramer tonight, Coach. I don't know a whole lot about the Bramer boys other than that their football team was really much improved and did a lot of good things this year. And usually school Bramer size, if you have good football athletes, that means you got a pretty good basketball outlook. So I'd imagine that, especially with the 3 seed, that Bramer, Gilman City could be a really good ball game tonight over at Gallatin.
Yeah, we're hoping so. I'm kind of in the same boat. I don't know much on them. We don't see them in the regular season, but I think we can play with them. I don't know as far as size, how big they are, anything like that. I think we've got the age factor on them. We do have more seniors and a little bit more experience there. So, hopefully that'll come into play tonight, and we can use that to our advantage.
In order to reach your ceiling, Coach, what are kind of the big things that you feel like that this Hawks team will need to do to move into that, Grundy, Winston kind of, I think Mercer has the potential to do the same, to be in that upper echelon of the conference. So what are the big things for Gilman this year?
Well, like I said earlier, that we really focused on our defense. Felt watching the boys in the past couple of years, we just need to get a little bit quicker, and our rotations need to be a little bit faster. So we've really focused on that. The boys can shoot the ball well. you know, we've added in some a few different wrinkles on the offensive side of the ball just to, you know, help get guys in position to be successful, and I think that they're going to do that. But I'm a firm believer that a lot of that, you know, transition points and stuff, that all begins on defense. So that's where we put the focus of most of our, you know, emphasizing that with the boys, and they've bought into it. They really worked hard.
I kind of feel like, too, you know, just kind of looking at this bracket, I think we both know how good Gallatin could be this year, and certainly they're a deserving number one seed and are the heavy favorite in this tournament this week. But if you take Gallatin out of the equation, I think if you look at Maysville as a 2, Bramer 3, who you play tonight, you guys sit as a 6. I think this is kind of it's Gallatin, and then it's wide open. And I think there's an opportunity for a lot of different teams, Gilman City included, to kind of get some momentum this week.
I think so too. You know, we want to come out and play with a lot of energy tonight. You know, right from the beginning, we talked about that with the boys, and that's the style that we're trying to play every night. And you know, anything can happen, but we do see a path to get to that winner's side of the bracket. You know, if we can get that tonight, then it's either Maysville or Eagleville, and both of those games we think could be winnable too. So it's just coming out and taking care of business and working hard from minute one.
Yeah, the game tonight is at 5:45. It's an 8:15 game later this week in the semifinals for Gilman. A loser's bracket game would be Wednesday. Championship semifinal would be Thursday. Maysville and North Harrison, same side of the bracket. They play at 8:15 tonight. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you next Monday.
Hey, thanks for the coverage, Tom.